town, Chicago.
It's Sheridan TV time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment of Sheridan TV. My name is Johnny, and as always, thank you so much for joining us today. We're thrilled to have you. I'm joined today by our senior mentor here, Mr. Mark Fenton, who's going to be chatting a little bit about the directional weekly calendar. If you have any questions for Mark as he works through this content, go ahead and put it in the chat box right underneath the video box there. In fact, on the bottom right-hand side is a little box. You can click on that and pop the chat out. This way you can have full screen video and your chat box as well. Yeah. So welcome. It's Thursday. Yeah, it's the 31st of August. Last day of the month. September is already upon us. It's insanity, but it's our lives, so we have to roll with it. Mark, how are you, bud?
I'm doing great, John. Looking forward to the Labor Day weekend and that extra day of Theta on Monday when the market's not open. That's nice.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit about a trade today. And it's just a weekly. You put it on for next Friday. And just looking maybe, I don't know, I'm a perma bear, but maybe for a little bit of pullback and increased volatility next week whenever we get more volume back in the market. So let me share my desktop here.
Thanks, buddy.
And, let's see. Hello, screen. There we go. All right, let me know when you're seeing an SPX chart, if you could, John.
Looks good.
Okay, so SPX, it keeps flirting up here, as we know. It tries to get to this all-time high. I've been here 90, tried again, couldn't make it. Trying again, and it appears to be stalling out right about where it did before. And the last time it tried, went to the lower Bollinger Band. Don't have any reason to believe it wouldn't try for the lower Bollinger Band again. So maybe something down at least 2440, 2450 area on its way to the Bollinger Band, lower Bollinger Band by next week. Just kind of a thought of mine. Could be wrong. But as the old saying goes, rarely right, never in doubt. No, I try to be the opposite. But anyway. All right, so let's look at a trade for next week. So that would be, I guess it'd be the 11th, right? Yeah. No, that's, is it right? September 11th? No, that's a Monday. SEP 8th, that's right. All right, so September 8th, that's the week we're going to sell because that's the near-term expiry. So what we're looking to do is put on a calendar that's below the market. So we're trading at 2468. So if we went to 2450, for example, and we bought a calendar, and then I'd make the long a couple weeks later. As you guys seen this enough, know I like to do that. So that would be like the 22nd. So we'd be buying the 22nd of SEP, selling SEP 8th. About 825 for that calendar. Let's look at it in the risk profile. All right. So we're just barely inside this calendar, aren't we? But if it comes back in, we're going to do quite well. Matter of fact, we pay 835 if we put it on right now. And somehow today it came back to the center, which I doubt it would today. It's a long way, but you never know. You would be up 10% already today. And by the way, that's just on price movement, not counting anything volatility may do for you, and this is long Vegas, so volatility should help you here. By the way, it's good all the way down to 40, and it's good into next week. So that's why I think it's interesting. Now, next week, we come back, or even tomorrow, if we come out tomorrow and we start tracking higher and go higher, well, then I would just close it, right? So tomorrow, if we got to maybe you were $100 down on this thing, I just close the trade because you don't want to risk the whole 800 over the weekend. But maybe if we're out here, maybe down $100 or so, maybe we go to 75 tomorrow, whatever.
Yeah.
If you want to risk that money, you could see if it'll come back in Tuesday and Wednesday. Just keep in mind it can go the other way also. So say that it would be working for you, but you've got to have it come down to really make any money. So it's a very speculative trade, trying to trade off the market going lower and maybe volatility popping and improving your long Vega calendar. So no adjustments. You get a 10% profit. I'd take it off you. If you want to go for 20, you can. You pick that number. You could, in fact, that's one way to do spec trades. You could say, if I'm ever up 20 or down 20, I'm out. So in this case, if you're ever down 160 or up 160, you close the trade. It's a really simple way to do it, because adjusting a trade this late towards expiration will be very difficult. So I think that the best bet is you pick the number, 10 up, 10 down, 15 up, 15 down, whatever. Just don't do something like 10 up and 30 down, right? That doesn't make sense. You don't want to risk three times what you're willing to take off as a profit.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think it's interesting. That's what I got. Any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Yeah, if you have any questions for Mark, put them in the chat box while you tip, tap, type. I've got a trivia question for you. Something a little different than usual.
Alfred Hitchcock. Is that the answer?
Yeah, correct.
Oh.
My question is, what's the square root of pi?
Oh, I don't know that thing. I've seen it.
Does payroll report impact this trademark?
Well, certainly anything like that that acts on the market could impact it, sure. Now, being what the market is, it could be good news or it could be bad news, and they could decide then it's good or it's bad. It's kind of interesting. So, yes, certainly any of those reports could impact it. North Korea shooting another missile could impact it, all those things.
Yeah.
Sure.
Good question. Let's see. Nothing else at the moment. But the trivia is, what is the square root of pi?
Oh, that was true. I thought you were just messing with me. Oh.
No. This is kind of a quick a trick question, I'll be honest. And it's so much so, I'll say, if you write numbers, you're wrong. If you're writing numbers, you're wrong. Sorry, Rick G. Lee, you're wrong.
Well, when you say pi, I think carrot. That's all I got.
In fact, Rick G. Lee, you're probably right. In fact, you're much more mathematically minded than most people I've ever met in my life. So your answer is probably correct, but I'm going to say it's not. Raju, how can I view yesterday's Iron Condor webinar? I missed it. Yeah, no problem. Everything that we do kind of in this forum and our free webinars goes on YouTube. So obviously all the Sheridan TV episodes go on the Sheridan TV YouTube channel page. We also have a Sheridan Mentoring YouTube page. So yesterday's free webinar, Dan's whole summer series that he did, tons of great stuff is on there. You're going to want to make sure to check it out. All right. Well, the answer to my trivia question is the square root of pi is that it's irrational. And in fact, it's transcendental. So there is no answer.
Whoa. Namaste.
Yeah, I mean,
namaste. All right.
I don't know physics. If I did, I'd probably have the answer that Rick G. Lee gave, which is 1.7724. I love it, Rick. I think that's
about, maybe you're just throwing around big words like transcendental.
That's also
malapropism. So it's very high
right.
Atomic of you.
That's right. All very highfalutin of me. Pinky finger out. Well, awesome. Well, thanks, Mark. Thank you guys for joining us. Of course, it's Thursday, so that means we are done for this week, but not forever, because we'll be back on Tuesday with yet another fantastic installment of Sheridan TV. Thanks, everybody. Have a good one.